This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The second Arihant class submarine, INS Arigath, was commissioned into the Indian Navy yesterday at Vishakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arigath will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arigath's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arigath will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared the entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Interministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Khowai and Sipahijala districts today, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne disease. The health department continues to conduct health camps. Also, the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation has issued standard operating procedures, SOPs, to mitigate the risk of waterborne disease and ensure safe disposal of waste. The Division Bench of High Court of Karnataka dismissed the petition of CBI challenging the state government order to withdraw consent for investigation of the disproportionate asset case against Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Sivakumar. The bench maintained that the CBI plea has to be addressed by the Supreme Court. The state government had withdrawn the consent to probe the case against D.K. Sivakumar in December last year and had referred the matter to Karnataka Lokayukta. In another case related to MUDA land grab case against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, the High Court hearing the petition filed against the governor's sanction to prosecute Siddaramaiah has been adjourned to next Saturday. Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, yesterday organized the first edition of Young Leaders Awards in New Delhi. Union Youth Affairs Secretary Meeta Rajiv Lochan addressed the event and highlighted that the ministry is working to encourage the young people to engage in experiential learning with the industry and the importance of self-employment. Mrs. Rajiv Lochan also said robust changes that have occurred in the last few years, including digital public infrastructure. She said single tax GST is a step towards transforming the economic landscape of the country. She also added that ethics in business is crucial and also the commitment to good quality in goods and services. The secretary also congratulated the recipient of the Young Leaders Awards and asked them to onboard on the mybharat.gov.in, a youth portal of the government to provide a mechanism to mentor young people. The government has launched the SheBox portal to make workplaces safer for women. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi launched the portal in New Delhi yesterday. SheBox portal is a centralized platform for registering and monitoring complaints of sexual harassment of women at the workplace. This platform provides facility to file complaints, track its status, and ensure a time-bound processing of complaints by internal committees. And that's the end of this news bulletin.